This is 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. Following a weeks-long public debate, a heated city council meeting, and a final stamp of approval that came Friday, Charlotte will host the 2020 Republican National Convention. But throughout the debate, city leaders were tight-lipped on details of the event contracts. Now, bid documents and signed agreements give a deeper understanding of how the convention will be run, planned, and paid for. Here to give us a sense of what's in these documents is WFAE's Jessa O'Connor. Thanks for joining us, Jessa.
Good to be here, Mark.
To get us started, what documents have been made public?
Yeah, Mark. So on the same day the decision was finalized, the city released a series of documents to the media. Those documents included a signed framework agreement and emails from constituents. They also included the entire bid Charlotte submitted to host the event, which outlined the details. So who will be spearheading the planning, the role of different agencies, and how the event will be paid for.
And who's planning this event?
So John Lasseter, who's a Charlotte businessman and a former Charlotte City Council member, has been named the host committee's CEO. Other prominent names make up the committee leadership, including the head of the state Republican Party, among others. The host committee is in charge of organizing the convention, with its biggest job being fundraising.
Well, let's dive into the financials. How much will the Republican convention cost, and how is it going to be paid for?
So, Mark, the host committee's overall fundraising goal is $70 million to cover all expenses. Its estimated budget is close to $64 million, with that extra money as a kind of safety buffer. That $64 million is broken down, with $27 going to just the use of the Spectrum Center and other expenses on things like transportation and insurance. So what's really interesting is that a large bulk of that $70 million is supposed to be raised in the next three fiscal quarters or by June of next year.
And what will the city of Charlotte be on the hook for?
So according to the framework agreement, Charlotte is in charge of things like security, permits, and transportation. The city is expected to receive a $50 million federal grant to cover all security expenses, but should the grant fall through, there is an exit clause.
And if it costs more than $50 million to provide that security?
Yeah, so the host committee has agreed to reimburse any additional cost the city spends on security, unless local law enforcement like CMPD wants to keep any new equipment bought for the event.
And as for the $64 million event budget, what is that figure based on?
Yeah, Mark, so one of the points the city really emphasized in its bid is the fact that this isn't the first national convention it's hosted in Charlotte. The city was able to say, hey, we have experience, here's what we've learned from the 2012 Democratic National Convention. So the numbers in the budget are based off of the $42 million budget set for the DNC, with a 20% adjustment over the last 8 years. The budget is also centered on the use of the Spectrum Center where the Hornets play. But should the RNC ask to use the Bank of America Stadium, the numbers could change. Officials say that's a conversation the host committee will have to have.
And going back to the 2012 DNC, Jessa, there were some issues with fundraising. Remind us about those and what the RNC plans to do differently.
So if you remember, things got complicated with the DNC in 2012. The DNC fell about $10 million short of its fundraising goal and had to utilize an $8 million line of credit from Duke Energy, $6 million of which was never repaid. John Lasseter, again the host committee CEO, told me that's not going to happen in 2020. He says the host committee isn't bound by any corporate restrictions like they were in 2012 and says they have already raised more than 10% of their $70 million goal. He says they're going to be careful on what they spend and run the committee like it's their own personal money and like it's their own personal business.
And lastly, there's been a lot of talk about the economic impact or benefits of the RNC coming to Charlotte. How will that be felt by the city's minority residents specifically, some of whom made it quite clear during the public hearing about the convention coming to Charlotte that they were uncomfortable with the idea in the first place? Do these contracts take that into consideration?
Yeah, Mark. So the city and host committee talked about an inclusivity initiative when it comes to fundraising for the event. The bid documents say the host committee will target minority and women-owned businesses in Charlotte for financial partnerships. When I asked Lassiter about this, he said the committee plans to reach deeply into Charlotte's diverse marketplace, but he didn't make any promises.
WFAE's Jessa O'Connor, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mark.